AudioLearn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Neonatology. Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE or if you're simply interested in the subject of neonatology. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school neonatology course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master neonatology. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: history and epidemiology, perinatal medicine, delivery, the normal newborn infant, the sick newborn, the preterm infant, neonatal problems, and neonatal intensive care. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in neonatology with the correct answers. AudioLearn's Medical School Crash Courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school neonatology course. Neonatology is a subspecialty of pediatrics that focuses on the particular problems of babies at the time of birth, especially babies born prematurely. Unlike pediatrics, which deals primarily with the growth and development of normal children, neonatology focuses on sick babies, particularly premature babies that are physiologically unprepared for life outside the womb. In addition, neonatology deals with full-term babies that are born with problems such as infections or birth trauma. Another difference from pediatrics is that neonatology deals exclusively with babies in hospitals. There is no such thing as outpatient neonatology. Chapter 1 covers the history of neonatology. You will learn that neonatology is a relatively new specialty compared to surgery and internal medicine. We will discuss where neonatology first appeared as a subspecialty. Who were the first neonatologists? They were not pediatricians. And when did neonatology become a pediatric subspecialty? We discuss the intersection between medicine and technology as it relates to neonatology. How have advances in technology made neonatology possible for the care of extremely low birth weight babies? Finally, we will discuss the epidemiology of neonatology. How many premature and sick babies are born in the United States every year? And how many neonatal intensive care units, or NICUs, are there? Chapter 2 provides an overview of perinatal medicine. Perinatal medicine means the science and care of babies surrounding the moment of birth. This includes the period while they are still in the womb. The care of pregnant mothers is therefore a concern for the neonatologist, though the mothers are actually cared for by obstetrician-gynecologists. There are several medical conditions in pregnant women that bear directly on the health of their fetus and will be important when the baby is born. These include medical conditions and the effects of drugs the woman may be taking. We will briefly discuss the emerging field of fetal medicine, including advanced prenatal surgery. Chapter 3 is devoted to the process of birth, the delivery of a baby. The way a baby adapts to living outside the womb is a particular concern of neonatology, as the process sometimes goes awry. We will discuss the effects of the birth process on the neonate, as well as some particular conditions and injuries that may occur at the time of birth. Finally, we touch on the process of transporting a sick newborn to a hospital that has a NICU. In order to really understand the sick newborn, you have to know something about a normal newborn. Therefore, in Chapter 4, we will discuss the normal newborn infant. This chapter covers the routine physical examination of the newborn, feeding, and common normal problems that occur during the first days of life. Finally, we will briefly discuss support for mothers and other caregivers, an issue that becomes especially important when we discuss sick newborns in the NICU. Chapter 5 is devoted to the sick newborn. We talk about admission to the NICU and issues specifically related to stabilization of a sick newborn.